Welcome back to another Brain Lemonade episode. We once did our top 20 playlist of music.
That was 10 episodes ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was 10 episodes?
Yeah. Right?
Well, now we're going to do 30. Elise is with us today, and we're going to talk about our top 10 songs, but there are three of us, so it's going to be our top 30 Brain Lemonade updated playlist.
Yes.
Mm. That was a mouthful, y'all. So this episode might be a little longer. The playlist will also be available on our social media platforms, Spotify, all that good stuff. So, and keep in mind, some of the bands are local, some of them aren't. So,
I didn't have any local bands.
I did.
I know, you're really good at that.
I try to fit one in, you know what I mean? One or two, but I think this time I got one. So we're gonna go back and forth by, I picked this song because, and then this song because, in no particular order whatsoever, just kind of our own. I loved this song because of this reason, and we threw it on the playlist.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So are you guys cool if I go first?
Yes.
Okay, so,
kick us off.
So I'm kicking it off with Rare Americans, because we kind of discovered them, not discovered them, started listening to them like a year and a half ago.
We were on our road trip last year.
Yeah.
We found them.
And they keep releasing new music, and they always have a banger. This one, so the one that I threw on this time was from their new Searching for Strawberries. That's what I'm going to, I don't know how to extend it to look at the full name. But it's a big name. What is it? Searching for Strawberries, the story of Django Bongo, Act 1 and 2. That's the album they just released. And the song is called Good Eats.
They just have, like, interesting topics. They're not weird, but, like, I wouldn't think of to make a song
right
about food.
It's like Cake had a baby with 21 Pilots. That's my full honest opinion. It's almost okay. Similar to that. The chorus is so catchy. The song is called Good Eats. I hear you. Yeah, they're just talking about food, singing about food.
Mm.
Just the good eats in life kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of call back to a couple of their other songs and their famous characters, Brittle Bones Nikki. So I love it for the callback even too. This is one of my dream gigs too. I want to go see these guys live.
Yeah.
Like hard. I've always been busy when they've been in town.
Yeah.
But yeah, my first one's Rare Americans, Good Eats.
Nice. Nice.
Who's next?
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I, in no particular order.
Yep.
My first one is, Fall Out Boys. It's not Fall Out Boys. It is. We Didn't Start the Fire. Cause it's not.
I think
cover.
We were talking about this at practice. I think it's a satire, not a parody. Right?
A rendition, maybe?
Rendition, yeah. Okay.
Because, I think, because it's really cool how they basically did from, what is it, 1989 to now?
Yeah.
And, like, it's really, I really love that they did it. But, like, the more I listen to it, I'm like, good God.
We've been through a lot.
And, like, it's not as fun to sing along to, like, Coca-Cola and Something Wars.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, from the original, the Billy Joel one, I'm like, it's not as, I mean, it's fun. I still really like the song, but
You like that it's staying up to date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Just, like, hurts my heart a little bit that
to know that we did
we've
that.
Lived through all of this.
Yeah.
And it's like you wouldn't think that people from the other song lived through all of that, but they also did.
Yeah, like we've been through a lot together.
Yeah.
And this song can put it in perspective for sure. Like,
and I mean there's still probably a shit ton of stuff that happened that they couldn't fit into a song either.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
and that's why I kinda like when you think about it, it's like when you do help me out here. Like 007. It's not always the same 007, but it's 007.
Right.
Yeah. And that's kind of a legacy and less, or a legend less of a legacy kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Or something like that. No. It's more of a legend, less of a, you get it.
Yeah.
We're continuing it. Like, if we, like, in 2100 and someone did it again, we'd be like, oh, cool, damn. You
It'll just be bleeps and bloops by then, because we'll all just be robots.
It'd be electronic. The bridge is in Bionic. No, I'm just kidding.
1101110.
What about you, Elise?
It's funny, because when I got the link to put my songs on Spotify for this playlist, I literally, like, this was the song I was going to put in.
Yeah.
The Fall Out Boy song.
Mm.
And it was, like, already in the playlist. And I was like, Nicole, she beat me to
it. I put that one in. And then, like, a week later, I put the rest of my songs in.
Yeah.
I was like, I know I want this one.
I know. Because, like, that, I've been listening to this song a lot since it came out.
So is this one of your 10?
It was, but I decided to, like, just do a different 10, so it would be a 39, just, like, 29.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, that just doesn't work.
Right.
The first one I did was Keep the Wolves Away by Uncle Lucius.
Keep the Wolves Away by Uncle Lucius?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Nice.
I
haven't heard that name before.
So, I don't know if you've heard, like, I know there's, like, TikToks that say, like, you're emo now, like, how is your, like, Midwestern evil or whatever
phase
going? The one that I get is, like, how's your, like, kind of sad country folk stage going? I'm just like,
Wow, I didn't think that we could go in that direction, because ours has been the...
Ours is the Midwest emo.
Yeah, mine has been going to, like, more, like, country folk. Like,
I see it. I mean, sometimes there was a moment where I was just folking it up.
Folking
I was folking it up hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good episode name.
Yeah.
But I've just been into, like, really, like, kind of more, like, chill, like, acoustic, kind of, like, still emotional.
Right.
Not vibes, but more or less...
emotion.
Ambience. You know, emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not emo.
No.
It's, like, ambient emotions.
Yeah.
Emotions.
And this one...
I'll coin that.
Yeah.
It just has... I just like the... One, his voice is incredible.
Yeah.
And then I just, like, just the vibe of the song. It's just very, like, kind of chill. It kind of reminds me of, like, a day like this, like, kind of rainy.
Yeah.
Just, like, a good vibing out in your house.
Yeah.
Classic, or standard rock, classic rock.
Yeah.
Folky.
When I think this came out, I want to say, like, 2016 or something like that. So, kind of newer, kind of not, but.
No, I'm really glad that you're on this playlist, because, like, Corbin and I's music taste is, like,
I had to try really hard not to add a Biffy Clyro song.
I mean, we're like almost the same brain for the most part, and it was really nice to, like, have
more
other
music,
artists that, like, we don't listen to on a constant basis, and, like, all the songs you put on there are really good too, and I'm like, yes.
I like too that you and I get to redo a 10, because, like, I go through moods, man. I'm always digging other songs, past or present or current or whatever,
right?
And local. Like, there's just songs that get stuck in my head and I just have to listen to it when I start my day. So it gives you and I a chance to refresh it.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. I like the song. I like that it's classic. The solos kind of reminds me of more of a, not country, more of a John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Midwest.
I kind of think of, like,
songwriter,
John Mayer mixed
Midwest
with, like,
songwriter.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, some
just kind of more, like,
okay,
mellow.
So my next one is because our girl, I told Nicole, everyone was just saying that Katy Perry was our emo goddess. I don't think she was. I think she was an emo demigoddess. She came later. She did do the Warp Tour, right? She welcomed the emos into her bosom. But Kelly Clarkson
has
never left.
She's always been there for us.
Mm-hmm. She's never left, and that's the thing. People always leave their mother, stop talking to their mother, go back to their mother, and realize they fucked up.
Yeah.
I came back to Kelly Clarkson at the perfect time when all this Kelly-oke, her TV show, this album, I have listened to way too many times.
Her friggin' post-divorce album is,
yes,
it's good.
Her voice is angelic. in a celestial way. Yeah. Like, whenever I say, like, an angel singing to you guys in, like, a Pathfinder adventure.
It's Kelly.
It's Kelly Clarkson. Like,
yeah.
Holy crap. I got goosebumps right now just listening to this song. I put Mine by Kelly Clarkson on here. And, you know, I had to really fight. I liked a lot of the songs on this album. There's songs, I like all of the songs on the album, but there's more that I just like, nah, if there was a 200%, you guys are in the other 100. Like,
yeah.
And this is definitely up there for sure. Kelly Clarkson, Mine off the new album, Chemistry. So, so good.
Yeah.
It's got vocal, it's got performance, it's got, oh, everything. Yeah, the instrument.
Her vocals are incredible.
Like, oh, sorry, I had to geek it for a second.
It was when I thought about you the other day, because I was listening to the Basement Yard podcast, and they mentioned Kelly Clarkson, and Frankie's like, Joe and I, she is a god, and if you have anything bad to say about her,
seriously,
we will come for you. And I was like, just like, yes.
Like, she makes me, like, believe that there could be parents that were obsessed with Justin Bieber just as much as their kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's because, like, it's not, it's, okay, I mean, weird or personal, it's not a sexual thing.
No,
it's just a fucking music thing. Yeah. That makes her just like, makes you like light up when you hear her sing. Yeah. Songs like, holy crap. And just in the past couple of months, I've been listening to her past albums, and I was like, this bitch didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
she's been right here the whole time.
She's been here the whole time.
She's just, we like, don't worry, you'll
eye
be
to her,
yeah, we turn, right? A blind eye to her, but she's like, you'll be back,
right?
And we were back. Like, she deserves the world, in my opinion. And the only other person I think that of is Nicole. Like,
me and Kelly Clarkson, like, one in the same.
Like, so, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm just going to piggyback off of you, and because I put on I Hate Love.
Oh, yeah? Yes, we got two Kelly Clarkson songs on here.
This one features Steve Martin, and like the first few times we listened to it, we're like, we don't hear him singing. And then I, right, like, a switch went off. I was like, he's playing the banjo.
Yeah, there was, I was like, the third time in the car listening to it. And I asked Nicole, I was like, is he singing I Hate Love in the background of the chorus? She's like, no, I think he's playing banjo. And I was like, oh.
Right?
And I was like, that's so much better of a cameo.
Right?
Like, yeah. Because in the song, she even says, like, you can take Gosling and I'll have Steve Martin.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, girl.
Same. I don't know if I would take Steve Martin over Ryan Gosling.
He's like the Silver Fox of the
70s? The 80s? Because he was great, like, so young.
Well, I mean, My Blue Heaven came out in 1990.
Damn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was 90?
Yeah.
So he's like just a multi-generational Silver Fox.
Yeah.
He's the pack leader when you've got the others behind
right?
him.
Right.
Like, that's cool. Yeah. Listen, my son.
Right.
Okay, Steve Martin, don't talk to me like that. No, just kidding.
Yeah. There was a couple. There's another song that I really, really like on this album, and it like changes tempo, I think, and it's kind of like weird jazzy. I can't remember what the song.
I think it was Mine.
Was it?
Yeah. The song Mine, the one that I put on.
I don't know if it was.
If it wasn't,
it might have been a different one, but there's
it
just
might be
the so
first
many
one,
different,
yeah,
like.
Skip this part, maybe, but.
Yeah. Dynamics that she has on this album. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And I'll stop talking about Kelly Clarkson now.
It's okay. She deserves it.
Elise, who you got next?
The next one I have, I admit, is from, I found them on TikTok.
Yeah.
But Greta Van Fleet, Light My Love.
Okay.
I've been listening to some other stuff that they do, and someone had compared him to Robert Plant.
Yeah. That's
and
the
like,
only
I was
thing
listening
I
to,
don't like about them, but otherwise they sound great.
When I was listening to another song of theirs, he sounds so much like Robert Plant. I'm like, holy shit.
It's great. Yeah. I wonder if like that's their voice, or like, did it? They train it to be like
that?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's why I'm partial to Robert Plant.
Well, I
but
mean,
that doesn't mean I hate them.
Right.
They sound like it's magnificent and they're tight, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why like I like it, because it's just such a unique... And this... they have pipes.
Oh yeah,
dude. Like, right. And it's just so fun to like listen to, and you're just like, when you want to sing along with it. I mean, I can never match them at all.
Right?
But
nah.
It's
well,
just
dream
fun
to.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if you can't, you just do it silently. Like,
I can do that.
Like you're belting this out,
but
you're
breathing,
just like whispering.
Right. No, I get it. I do it.
No, and I really like this song. I've always loved songs that you can sing to.
Of course.
Especially like Belt Out. So, this one has just, I've just been listening to it a lot and just enjoying in the car. I just really appreciate their voice. Just like, it's just unique and I just really like it.
Yeah.
I dig it.
So my third one, we're on our third songs, by the way, out of 10. Third one, I've actually been listening to for years. I've been listening to it when people said Tom DeLonge leaving Blink-182 was the worst thing he could have done, and then trashed Angels and Airwaves. I have been listening to this song since people said Tom DeLonge in Angels and Airwaves is garbage. Oh, wait, I changed my mind. I love Angels and Airwaves now.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, no, oh, I'm sorry. I was just talking.
I thought you were calling me out.
No, not at all. No. So, like, I bought this album day it came out. I used to go to when I say secondary school, I mean, like, not advanced classes either. I mean, like, pre-college stuff.
Yeah.
You know, take a graphic design class before you go into graphic design.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So, and our bus driver was a personal friend. And when she dropped us off at this other school, she would go to the mall and hang out until it was time to take us back.
Yeah.
Okay, can you go into FYE and pick up Empire for me? I've been listening to it since day one.
Yeah.
I did that with Lies for the Liars, too. I actually got on the bus and then met a friend after I got on the bus just to get the album from her. Like, and Black Parade, same thing. I even told her, like, here, get it for Koi, too.
Yeah.
Because they released it in the black version and the white version.
Did we do that?
Yeah, we went to Target after school.
Well, what'd you get?
I don't remember. But I know we got the last two that were on the shelf.
I got the black, Koi got the white. So, but Angels and Airwaves, Rite of Spring. If you want to know, almost legitimately, my backstory, he says it in the verses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then everything like that I want to say to like my family and my life is in the chorus.
Yeah.
I love that song. Rite of Spring, Angels and Airwaves. That's my third one. That's why I put it on there.
Yeah.
So, all right. Who's next on their third?
All right. I'll do my third. So,
I didn't even play the song.
Because when we did our top 10 last time, I was like, welcome to my Midwest emo era. I'm still there. I have it. I'm not leaving. So, I have a song called Shred Cruise by Mom Jeans.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. These songs, I don't know. They just
I love
make
Mom
me
Jeans.
Feel good.
When the band first came out, I was like, I'm not going to like these guys just because of their name,
right,
for starters. And they probably sound like this for starters. And then I hear it and I'm like, oh my God, I love this.
Right. Like, and I'm pretty sure I said it last time.
Count me as a fan.
If you would have told me I would be into a band called Mom Jeans, I would probably smack you. But it's like, one of my go-to like mixes and artists on Spotify, and I just really like this song. I went to Mom Jeans. I was like, that song to put on this playlist because they're just, and I think Shred Cruise is funny.
What's your third, Elise?
My third is Broken Bones by Kaleo, I don't know how to pronounce
it. I thought it was Kaleo, but I like the way you said it instead.
I've been obsessed with them for several years. I love this album. This is their older album, and this song reminds me of O Brother, Where Art Thou? Just like how it starts. It sounds like a chain gang, singing in a chain gang. But I really like this. It's again like kind of feels almost like country, but not, and like the instrumentals.
It's railroad country. There's a difference.
Right.
And it's also funny because these guys are from Iceland.
Oh,
really?
Okay.
Yeah.
You wouldn't guess that.
No.
Yeah,
I was like, they're from Alabama, aren't they?
And,
Louisiana.
But I just love like the bluesiness to it.
Yeah.
And
but it's like modern blues, so it doesn't feel blues.
Yeah, and they have like the other songs on this album, they just have like the guitar is so good. But and again, like he has incredible vocals and it's just a lot of fun to sing to, and it's almost like a story, this song. Kind of, it kind of almost reminds me of like Rocky Raccoon, kind of, or The Milkman by the Rockin' Tours.
Yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Where it's kind of a song that they're singing through it, but this has more like typical song structure compared to those two.
Right. Are that, because the album cover has handprints, do you think it's,
It's like a band of four. Yeah, I'm guessing so.
There's four handprints, I'm guessing. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What would have been sick to see if one of them was left-handed and you just see a different...
That'd be cool.
Different mark. Yeah. Oh, man.
He has amazing teeth.
Oh, yeah. He has amazing hair.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at his, like, their discography and stuff. Yeah. And, like, the photo that keeps showing up is the black and white one. And he's, like, blazing, perfectly straight white teeth.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
And he typically has like a nice like pompadour kind of hairstyle, but their music videos I really like. It was when I saw their music videos, I'm like, because they film in Iceland and they film like out in Iceland, like in like geographical, like they had one like on a glacier or like by a volcano, and that was like watching their stuff, I was like, I want to go to Iceland so bad. It's so beautiful there.
Have you watched
Eurovision? Dude,
you need to watch
Eurovision.
Because it's
basically that.
But
except
it's
a competition,
Ferrell
but with Will Ferrell. To be honest, like, if you liked Blades of Glory, that's about as outrageous as he gets. So, like, there
that's
was moments
outrageous.
Where they where it's kind of like took it serious sometimes, you know. But it's still Will Ferrell, so you're like, I can't tell if I should laugh or not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they're in Iceland. And
but it was actually really, really good. Cool. It's going to probably be one of my winter watches for sure.
But yeah, that filming on a glacier made me think of that movie.
Well, I'm going to lead into I've been into a comedy music thing lately.
Yeah.
So my next two songs will most likely be that. I'm going to start off with Loud Ass Car by Wolves of Glendale. I can't tell what it is anymore. It's just something about wit, humor in your words while you're playing a simple song. I'm just going to play these two chords, but I'm going to say some funny shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think. You
know, even if it's not two chords, I'm not judging by their music alone. I added Loud Ass Car by Wolves of Glendale because it's just every verse you're just like, how's this guy's story gonna get worse?
Right.
In a funny, like dark humorous way.
He sings this song in particular, like it just reminds me of like the weird parody songs that we make up like about our cats or about what we're doing or like.
But it's like, nah, it's a song.
It's an actual song.
That is so cool. I wish they could just like release album after album after album so that way I can be like, oh, that one's good.
You
know what I mean? Like, but I mean, all of them are good. I just wish there was more to just be like, that's a perfect one for this moment. You get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Wolves of Glendale, funny. I think it's just three of them. Good times. You know, it's a comedy band. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I put on Quiet Little Voices by We Were Promised Jetpacks. I discovered this band like around
the
same time.
When I first met you, you were telling me about We Were Promised Jetpacks and Cody.
And I'm pretty sure it was around the time that I discovered Biffy because I had like Spotify or Pandora. And so, and they're, I think they're from Scotland too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. If they're where they're from.
I feel like this song has been on a movie before.
They're from Scotland, but like it's just I really like his voice because you can kind of hear his accent a little bit, but it's just
I like the way his voice
cool
is, how
song.
It kind of sounds like standard but with low inflection,
right?
You know,
full and it's just I've always like feel like I can come back to We Were Promised Jetpacks, like
right.
And it fits in with my vibes that I'm feeling, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your fourth song, Elise?
So my next song is, it's an oldie but a goldie, Time by Pink Floyd.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering if that came on my speakers earlier.
I really got into this album, like, hardcore. Probably like honestly last summer, but this song has just like now being older just hits so much harder. Oh, and yeah. You're like listening to lyrics and you're just like, son of a bitch. Mm-hmm.
I throw this on our campaigns. Yeah. Starfinder, Pathfinder, yeah. Even Superhero, I always throw this one on. It has a vibe moment for everything.
Yeah.
Action, stalemates, you know, like stalls. Like, yeah. It's perfect, you know.
But I was telling my brother, because he came into town, and since he's a musician.
Right.
And, music composer and everything else. He was telling me, like, I was telling him, I was like, man, I wish... Because my brother got into Pink Floyd a lot in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, I liked them, but it wasn't, like, as big of a thing. But I did that, like I said, like, last year. And just, like, Pink Floyd and this album alone is probably one of the greatest albums of all time.
I would agree with that.
And Pink Floyd, like, they're just such incredible musicians. And you're just, like... And this song, especially, like, I think this would honestly probably be, if I had to pick, like, When I Die, like, top 10 songs of my life, this will probably be on it.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, the instruments, the lyrics, like, everything about it is, like, I would just describe it as perfect.
Right.
And it's just, like, I don't know.
No, I 100% agreed. My only thing is I just didn't get, because I grew up kind of not shut in. But kind of closed off because of the Jehovah's Witness lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Jehovah's Witness for those listening. Jesus. You know how many times I get asked that question from people in my hometown?
Are you still?
Yeah. Like, no, we're not talking about that. When you told us about Dark Side of Abbey Road, I listened to this album so much. I think didn't we all three have a, where we queued our...
Or Dark Side of Oz?
Dark Side of Oz, yeah. That was fun.
That was fun.
It was good times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Pink Floyd can't do wrong.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I just think, like, this song just, like, it's just so good. When you, like, really, like, sit there and you listen, you just, like, think about what he's saying, you're just, like...
I'm reading the lyrics, and, like, I've never, like, I've sung the song
before. It, like,
before.
Gives you chills. Like thinking about, you're just, like...
It's a super... deep, like, retrospective
super deep
song.
Yeah, that's why I love it. Shit. It just, like, makes you think, and you're just, like... And it just makes you think, you're just, like, yep, this is, like, but it's not infinite. Time's not infinite.
Right.
And just, like, so what am I going to do to, like, enjoy the time that I have? It just feels like a poem, but just in an incredible song.
It's just a poem with an amazing instrumentation.
Yeah.
Noise, sounds, all of it.
Yeah, so I had
gold.
To put this one in there.
Nice, yeah.
And... I think luckily we know some, like, super talented musicians that have covered this song, like, really fucking amazingly well, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Which is, I mean,
incredible.
Never had the opportunity to see Pink Floyd, but seeing talented people that can, like, hit these songs feels really awesome, too.
Do it well. Yeah.
Huh. Are we on song 5?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Song 5. So, for my 5th song, I randomly discovered this guy, and his name is Hummus Vacuum.
Didn't he change his name, or was that just on Instagram?
What'd he change it to?
Oh, you said he changed it to, like, Hummus something else.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to check. Well, on Spotify, it's still Hummus Vacuum, and his song, Roommates, just masturbated. Yes. So... Basically, it's the story of a song about how your roommate is awesome as hell, or weird as hell, or gross as hell. I just think it's funny. It's got jam. It's got punk rock. It's got energy. It's just got comedy lyrics. I'm just like, why do I love this song? And it's a simple 2-minute song.
Right. Because everyone has that experience with roommates that it's just, like, it's a nightmare and it's awful. And even though, like, there might be people that you, like, absolutely adore and you're just, like, but when they live with you, it's just another being.
Right. It's just so.
Understand.
I don't know why. It's so goofy and I love it. You know, I love it so much. But, yeah, Hummus Vacuum Roommates is my 5th one. Who's next?
Me.
What is yours?
I'm doing... Where Did All the Time Go by Dr. Dog.
Dr. Dog.
This is kind of another, I guess, kind of a thoughtful, thought-provoking time. Excuse me. Yeah, just time slipping by and stuff like that. And right. I just like the, I don't know, it's like a, it's a chill song until you kind of like think about what he's singing about and it's like, oh.
But then when you listen to it too, you're like, oh, that's cool. So yeah. It's like, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it kind of reminds me of like a song that would be in a movie. I mean, I feel
it does
like,
sound like that. The way the guitars are.
Yeah.
Like, dun, dun, dun.
I feel like it probably has been a part of a movie. I just probably haven't, or right. I didn't recognize the song, but it's just part of my, it's more.
It sounds more mellow with more, deep lyrics.
Yeah. More yes. mellow compared to like the emo-y, Midwest emo stuff.
Right.
That's been filling my
Spotify
playlist. It was
a stray Skittle, y'all.
lately.
I juggled Skittles for a second there.
But yeah, Dr. Dwog.
Dr.
Dwog.
What's your next, Elise?
All right, my next one is Jackie and Wilson by Hozier. Hozier? I don't know how to pronounce
it. I think it's Hozier.
I think it's Hozier, yeah. too. This, again, just has kind of like a bluesy feel.
What is it? Southern rock?
Yeah.
I like that. It's not calling it country. It's not calling it singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I never heard of that before.
Yeah.
So, like a southern rock. A singer-songwriter southern rock, I guess.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like it. It just like, it's kind of just like a fun like love song.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just think it's cutesy and it's has like the bluesiness to it that
I like.
I like
how the drums drop and get back into it. That's fun. That's the stuff I enjoy.
Yeah. And, again, his voice is just really great, and it's right. just fun to sing it too, and I always like listening to the song when I'm, like, just going out for a walk, and I'm just in the sunshine, and I'm just dancing and
right.
singing to it.
When
it's,
you got that pep just, in your step walking
yeah,
around the park.
So, yeah, so, yeah, that's just, this is one that just, like, it will always just, like, kind of, like, make
uplift
me,
you.
Like, uplift me
yeah.
and make me happy.
We should do that as a playlist episode sometime.
Yeah.
Songs that give you a pep in your step.
Right.
Because
yeah.
I got several, you know. Like,
yeah.
like what song makes you feel like a total gangster when walking?
I think
walking?
That's a category on Music League.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, which, yeah. But if we can make it into an episode.
I was going to say, we should plug Music League. If you haven't played it before, it's
oh, yeah.
you and a group of friends, or you can play with strangers, which is kind of cool. And there's, like, topics, and everyone can submit a song or more that as it relates to a topic, and everyone in that league votes on the song after, and it makes a playlist so you can listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's been cool.
Not necessarily think I've heard any new music, but it's just really cool to like see what my friends are listening to.
Yeah,
it's nice to see what your friends are listening to, but I've heard a lot of new music.
Yeah,
and I've heard a lot of people do it for new music.
Yeah,
so but yeah, I mean, shout out to Trevor, another person who's joined the podcast once in a while, for introducing us to
right.
that, because it is awesome.
It's pretty cool.
So mine's going back. Maybe you all have this one. I obviously got to stay in some of my roots.
Your roots?
But after we're watching that Elvis movie, I felt the Elvis itch again. I haven't felt that since I was like a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Jamming to grandma's CDs. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like
Elvis is great.
Elvis
right?
is great. I threw If I Could Dream on here because... many reasons, many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like his voice, his power, his ability to just captivate you.
Yeah.
There's so much about this song that kind of just pulls Elvis into a godly position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, that's where, like, to me, this is the song that you stop seeing him as a man and start seeing him as something else.
Like a legend.
Like as a legend.
Because,
mm-hmm.
yes. I mean, I don't know how accurate the movie is on
right.
like
no,
how
I'm
he
not
came
judging
up
it.
With this, but
yeah,
like
no,
just
that,
the fact
but.
That like according to the movie that he like literally wrote this overnight, like
yeah.
after Martin Luther King I think was shot.
Yeah.
I think is around the time that he was just like writing this, he just wrote the song
yeah.
and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like voice inflection in all the right moments.
Mm-hmm.
He's got emo screamo voice down before it was invented, and people don't learn from that.
Right.
Like, but yeah, that's my number six.
Yeah,
Elvis Presley's If I Can Dream.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Nicole, what's your number six?
It's called Eugene by Arlo Parks. And I think I really like this because her voice is really, like...
It's like Billie Eilish without the Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't... Like, it's, she's not, like, whispering, but she's just, like, a very soft singer.
Soft singer.
Mm-hmm. And her lyrics are kind of cool. She's like, I hold the Taco Bell and we'll talk mm-hmm. about whatever. And I'm like, okay. And
that's it's the just... stuff I like because it's not... It's, like, a bit of your wit breaking through.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of more real.
Yeah. So,
I like it. It's chill.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a weird, like, love song, sort of. But it's okay. Like an unhealthy
sounds like an indie
love
movie,
song,
not
sort
yeah.
of thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, I enjoy this song a lot.
Cool. Elise, what's your six?
My next one is Cracker Island by Gorillaz.
Yeah, yeah.
I
love this song.
Ever since I heard it the first time on the radio when it came out, it's just like a solid one that I can just pop on and just like strut to. And
right.
I like to clean to it, have a rhythm. it's just a fun song. I just really like it. And you can never go wrong with Gorillaz, in
right.
my opinion.
I've been listening to Gorillaz since Demon Days. They always have a chance to catch me, and Cracker Island and Skinny Ape are the two that I was just sucked into.
Yeah.
Right.
Mmm. Ruined me. The bass in Cracker Island is so cool.
It is so
yeah.
cool.
But it's just fun to listen to.
Right.
It's featuring Thundercat.
Mm-hmm.
And Thundercat was on... He played bass for Mac Miller in Mac Miller's NPR. Wait, Tiny Desk.
Tiny Desk.
Yeah, Tiny
yeah.
Desk thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And yeah. it was really interesting that like we just made that connection. It was like, oh, that's yeah. freaking Thundercat. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
So, and I've heard a lot of things about Gorillaz' comeback because obviously they've been out for the past couple of years. A lot. They came from a hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's rumor of a new show coming out with them. I'm hoping. They said this music video is kind of the basis. And I've seen the music video. I was like, your animation now with live action is just cool.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, right. I agree. Cracker Island is dope. So is it my seventh now?
It's whatever one you want to
do. Damn. Seventh song. I chose Wonderland by Horizon. Horizon, or is, I think that's how they're saying it. It's spelled HRZN.
Yeah.
They are a local Denver band, kind of punk rock, alt rock, hardcore elements. I don't know how to word that. There's just so much about their songs. In the last top 10, I had another one of their songs I couldn't stop listening to.
Mm-hmm.
This is another one too, but it's the same thing. It's they got this energy in their songs, in their guitars, in their bass. The drummer is fucking killing it, and their singer just has... It's not attitude, but it feels more like her soul pushing with the guitar. And that's what I love about this song. And it's like, the guitars, her voice, it's all the power just kind of delivering a message.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and I love the theme, the elements to it. Always love Wonderland stuff. So, yeah, Wonderland Horizon, that's my number seven. What about yours, Nicole?
Mine is Album of the Year by The Good Life.
Album of the Year by The Good Life.
Right. I like this song because it's kind of... I think it's kind of like a... I don't know. I feel like he's telling a story because it's not like first chorus
right.
sort of thing.
It's a shanty, more or less.
I don't know. Maybe. You know more musical terms than me. But it's just like... Just you know, him writing a song about writing a song for someone that he loves.
Right.
So, and there's a lyric in here. I wanted to make sure it was fun. I just wanted to make sure that it was the song, but there's a lyric that says, space isn't just a place for the stars. And I'm like,
oh, that's cool.
I like that. I don't know if it's this song, but I'm pretty sure it's that this artist.
It's this artist. I mean, it's still on here, and this is one of your songs. Yeah, I like from them, so no biggie at all. That's awesome. I like that stuff.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of Midwest emo, but it's more, like, mellowy.
It kind of reminds me of, like, City and Color.
Yeah,
City and Color, Death Cab like vibes.
Like, Iron and Wine sort of thing.
Yeah, Iron and Wine.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool. Elise, what's your seven?
My next one is King and Cross by, again, I'm picking ones that I can't, like, pronounce their names. Asgeir. This is another Icelandic artist.
Nice.
And I actually found this song from Ear Biscuits.
Okay.
This was Link's recommendation for the end of the podcast, was this song.
Oh.
And this song is actually, like, kind of decently old, but I just like how, like, kind of all over the place it is. Like, it's so different. And, like, goes from, like, one place to another. And
it's,
you're like, just,
futuristic,
like,
jazz.
Yeah, I'm like, how did I get here? But I really like it.
I like that description.
Right.
But
this music is like, how did I get here?
How did I get here? I
like that.
But yeah, I just really like it, and it's just interesting.
I'm gonna follow him.
Yeah.
Every time
this song
comes
to my
on
like list,
the top 30 that we've been listening to, I'm like, oh, I dig this a lot.
Yeah.
So my eighth song, I'm gonna admit, Youngblood is a guilty pleasure of
mine. Dude, that when I saw that you had this on there, because I almost put this song on.
I just like,
I love this song.
I love this song too.
I love Youngblood, and I think it's the emo part of me mixed with the new indie rock part of me mixed with just that like secret Eminem fool of me that makes me love Youngblood. And I just like, I don't care like that you stand for youth. I'm still young at heart.
Right.
Like,
I'm still young.
Like, this guy says it all almost every time.
Yeah.
And it's like, when he says it all, he slaps you in the face with it. Right. And you're like, I needed that. Keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I love the boundaries he pushes. Every music video, every song, I love it.
Right.
You know? And The Funeral by Youngblood is such the emo, semi-self-deprecating song that I needed to make my poppy soul feel better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a lot of words, but I mean all
right.
of that. That's
no,
why
I
said
it
like
I
that.
I understand it.
But yeah, The Funeral, Youngblood. I'll probably even throw them on the next top 10 for
I
one
think
song or another.
This like, was on my top 10 last time.
It was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
But no, this song, like, it's a really good song, and I don't know if it's meant to make me feel things, but I feel things.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
lots of things.
Like,
and then having Ozzy Osbourne participate in the
right,
music
was
video.
So cool.
Are you kidding me?
So like, random.
And he only had like two lines at the end.
He doesn't need
it's
more
a funeral.
Than that.
Why are people here? Like, just, right. But yeah, no. The Funeral, Youngblood is just solid dance punk rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid dance punk rock with aggressive alternative vocals that make it sound so good and driving.
Yeah.
What's your eight, Nicole?
I'm going to do Normalize by Mother Mother, which is a band you found.
No, Evan told me about.
Evan?
Yeah.
So, and
Evan's like, I don't normally listen to this kind of stuff, but I've been listening to Mother Mother. And I was
and
like, okay. I went home and listened to Mother Mother. I was like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah.
All of it.
And like, I didn't realize, now that I'm like reading some of the lyrics for these songs we picked, I'm like, oh man, are we just being super retrospective and like,
are we okay?
Are we okay?
We're not okay.
Next playlist, but Bo Burnham. No, I'm just kidding.
But Normalize, like the main lyrics are normal, what's normal? Normal, nothing's normal. I run around with my loud mouth and I make it sound like an ambulance, thinking, oh my God, oh my lordy, I'm a junkyard, not a wannabe pony. And I'm like, or junkyard dog, not a wannabe pony. And I'm just like, and Mother Mother, like, I don't,
that Hayloft song one and two just
they're
shred.
Not like they're just rock, right?
Yeah,
like
I don't pop, know
because they're not pop or punk. But what do you think?
I would say a little bit of punk
mix,
but like that's where I could fall into the category of death rock.
Yeah,
but rock and roll with a hint of death. You know what I mean? Indie rock with a hint of death. That's what I'll say.
Right, but it has like female singer and
male.
Yeah, female and male singer.
It's like sometimes they all come together and make a choir of voices that is just incredibly like, and I say toxic, like it feels toxic to the point where it feels like it infects you that you want to do it too.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the absolute best way. Yeah, like.
I just got goosebumps. I'm reading about their bio.
Yeah.
And like their last like sentence is, they sing about themes of alienation and the enormous longing for self and social acceptance.
There you go.
The band's mission is to be a home for souls that feel like they don't fit in anywhere else.
Perfect.
Aww.
I'm done.
That's why you added a song Normalized by Mother Mother.
Yeah. Now I'm just like appreciating this band even more. Yeah, like
every year.
Yeah.
Damn.
Elise, what's your eighth?
My eighth is Believe Me by James and the Shame. Which this is...
I was like, this is Rhett.
Yeah, this is Rhett.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Good Mythical Morning.
Good Mythical Morning, Rhett and Link.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicole said, like, we were like a minute into the song, and Nicole said, I think this is Rhett. We were in the car coming home, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, this album is all about his, like, deconstruction from Christianity. But this is, like, the single that came out, and... I really like, I can't resonate with the deconstruction.
Right.
Because I've never been religious.
Right.
But I think, I find Rhett and Link really inspiring people.
Every time.
And Rhett, when he came out with this album and like when he was talking about his deconstruction and stuff, I just like this song and this album just like representing of like how change can be really good and self-healing, and like you can actually like discover who you really are.
Yeah.
Right.
And I feel like
I love this album artwork.
Yeah. I'm actually following this artist. Yeah. Like I actually didn't know who he was. It was separate, but he does really awesome like landscape painting and stuff. Ooh, beautiful stuff. Yeah. But
that sounds fun.
I just like this song, like I just like it. It just reminds me of just because I'm kind of going through just like figuring out like where I am and like figuring out like who I am, like who I really am, and like making changes and feeling like a transformation. So this song just kind of like reminds me of that. And I think both of them should be celebrated for like what they've done and how they inspire people. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I wanted this song on this playlist. It's a good playlist.
And as someone that grew up in the church and not a church person anymore, like listening to these lyrics and stuff, I'm like, and I listen to his Ear Biscuits or their Ear Biscuits about their journey and stuff, but like it's pretty like inspiring. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And like how they can have these huge changes in mind and then he can write songs about it that like other people can connect with in different ways. It's really cool.
Yeah. And it's also going along with my country thing,
right?
Just feeling the country.
Yeah,
I went through comedy, you went through country. I mean, that's an episode itself.
Right.
These are country comedy collective songs. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
So leading into the one, so the first time I heard this song by Houndsmouth, it's called Sedona. It was, actually, I don't remember the first time I heard it. I just know that it got so familiar that when I saw a band that I played with, Silver and Smoke, another local band, when I saw Silver and Smoke after my band played with them, they covered this song. The way they infected the crowd was so inspirational. It just ruined me. I was like, my eyes lit up. I was just like, what is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Sedona by Houndsmouth, just the guitar riff, the energy that they have singing along. I've even like gotten ideas of writing like scenes of a movie just from this song alone. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've written a trailer for a movie that doesn't exist to this song. And it's just because it's got everything from, you know, hard rock, hard live, soft opening, quiet and fun. Oh, he's playing with brushes. You know what I mean? Like soft drummer, but then picks it up. Like, what is this? No, there's just something about it. Like this, like kind of alternative rock that catches me every time. So Sedona, Houndmouth song Sedona. Damn, that's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
That's my number nine song.
My next song is Demons by Joji.
Demons by Joji.
Which is like kind of lo-fi-y, like, I don't know, lyric. It has lyrics. I don't know if you were on the internet around Pink Man on the internet.
Pink Man?
Yeah, it was the guy, he would, like, make really ridiculous videos wearing, like, a pink morph suit.
Oh!
This is him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Caleb introduced me to that guy and then JoJo.
The guy with the funny face?
I think so.
And big eyebrows or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. And it's just, I don't know, vibey, chill
relaxing
music.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I like it. Like the vibes.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Chill. Like, oh, was it Sunflower by Post Malone? And
yeah. It's kind of like that, yeah.
A little
like
bit more chill, though.
More chill, though.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. More chill, yeah, for sure. But I like the way the paced songs like that, where it's not lo-fi.
Right.
It's just vibey lo-fi. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elise, what's your ninth?
My ninth is another throwback. Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin.
Some Janis.
Some Janis.
Can't go wrong with Janis.
This song, just, I really, always, for some reason, whenever it's, like, summertime, I have to listen to this song.
Yeah. Because
it's just, like, the part, it's about a road trip.
Right.
With, like, a love of a temporary love, but that she has to let him go. Mm. But it's just kind of all part of the ride. It's part of the journey, the adventure. And Janis is just great.
Janis is Janis.
And this song.
She left the world, Janis. She came in the world, Janis. She stayed in the world, yeah. Janis. Like,
forever.
Yeah. And, like, the more I learn about her, she's just, like, a cool person. I'm just like, man. The fact that you hit Jim Morrison in the head with a bottle of Jack because he was bothering you at the bar because you kept denying him sleeping with him and he wouldn't listen, I think is awesome.
Right.
And, but no, this song, I've just, it's my favorite of hers.
What
I
was
love
it again?
Singing to her, Me and Bobby McGee.
Me and Bobby McGee on the Pearl album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And, yeah. I love singing to it. It's just such a great song.
Some classic Janis.
Yeah.
You can never go wrong with classic Janis.
Right.
Song 10.
The last one,
y'all.
The final countdown.
The hard all for one, one for all song. I'm starting with, first off, the All-American Rejects have been around with us since we were in high school, too. You cannot tell me that Dirty Little Secret and Move Along didn't kind of hit you, and if it wasn't those, it was the album before with Swing Swing.
Mm-hmm.
My mom even approved of it. Like, okay, my mom's different now, but back then she wasn't this cool, I guess we can say. And we weren't allowed to listen to a lot of things. You know, she grew up with Red Hot Chili Peppers. She heard All American Rejects and was like, okay, everything's good. So we bought all of All American Rejects and edited versions of Bowling for Soup, which were obvious.
Right.
That wasn't an edit. You just gave us a chance to fill in the blanks.
Right.
So All American Rejects have been actually a part of my brother. Like, if my brother, my sister, and I had, because I have a lot of siblings, but the three oldest, my twin brother Coy and my sister Sloan, we listened to All American Rejects, the first album, so much that it's actually kind of a hard feature for me to pick a favorite song from All American Rejects. But they recently made a comeback, and their EP, Center to Heaven song, is just solid.
Yeah.
It's original All-American Rejects with new All-American Rejects. They even had the song Sweat before it.
Right.
With the other song, I can't remember, Close to You or Close Your R's or something like that. I love all of that. So I wanted to add this song as the new All-American Rejects, I accept you. You know what I mean?
Always.
I don't expect you to be gives you hell all the time.
Right.
Okay? No.
Not at all.
I don't feel like you should, because it's been a very long time.
Right. But you're good. But your song, your EP, you're on a good track.
Right.
And I like it. I appreciate you now.
Word.
So that's my number 10.
My number 10 is Plane versus Tank versus Submarine by Tiger's Jaw.
Oh, Tiger's Jaw.
Yeah. And they're just like a another Midwest emo band. And I don't know. It's a good song. I like that there's like a little guitar riff in there that I like, and I just.
So it's got, okay, I mean, you got guitar riffing that you like.
Yeah.
And you got the Midwest emo vibe, yeah. So it's still emo, but, you know, new emo.
Right. And it's just, I like, I mean, I'm not going to read all the lyrics, but I like the lyrics.
Is that what grabbed you, was the lyrics?
I think just, like, the instrumentals is what got me first, and then the more I listen to it, I'm like, yeah, that's a good, like, it's just a cool...
I like the way they hit, you know, with the Midwest vibe.
And like,
I'm just going to say emo vibe, the current
the current emo.
I don't want to say Midwest.
Elder emo? What about elder emo?
No, that's calling them old, when we're probably older than them.
I know,
like,
I know.
But,
yeah, but there's just, and like, it's just a cool song. It's part of my
routine
of mom jeans and microwave and tiger's jaw.
Nice.
It's awesome.
But, yeah.
All right, Elise.
Okay, my last one, it's a repeat artist, but I couldn't help it because, like I said, I've been obsessed with him for a couple of years, but My Fair Lady by Kaleo.
I like this album artwork where he's got a fire bonfire up above, but an iceberg underneath.
Yeah, that's like,
really cool.
Yeah, it's
That's awesome.
But this is their more recent album.
Oh, okay.
And this song is just, it's a nice, like, love song of, like, love through the time. Like, even, like, I'll be leaving, but I'll be coming back.
Right.
And we'll still love each other.
Oh, okay.
And it has a line that
a
reminds
PS,
me.
A P.S. I love you song. Oh.
But I feel like not as, like, romantic.
Right.
But, and there's a line that reminds me of this line right here. But it kind of reminds me of Coldplay, when that one line that gives you shivers.
Ooh,
okay.
That's how that line does, because just like, even though I'm not religious, like, kiss me on the forehead, she turns my water into wine. Like, pretty much, you're calling her your savior.
Right.
From what we've heard, like, of this band so far, I kind of actually agree that they would be like a yellow card of, Coldplay of, where'd you say they were from?
Iceland.
Yeah.
That's. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just brings me back to freaking Eurovision. The movie.
Fire and Ice.
Fire and Ice. Saga of Fire and Ice. And
right.
Fire Saga.
But, and this album altogether is just a great album, like, through and through, every song. Just, like, the album before it, just, like, every song is just great.
Yeah.
But what this song I just really like. It's just such a sweet, just, like, romantic,
right,
just,
like
beautiful song. Really, yeah.
I just like that it's not focusing, like, it's focusing on his voice and not his the background.
Exactly.
So it's, like, yes, there's guitar, but it's not, like, acoustic guitar is just strumming along in the background. It's just guitar plucking with voice.
And
that's what I like about some of these songs.
Dang.
So that's my number 10.
And that's our 30.
30 songs.
30 songs.
Dirty 30.
We will keep the top 30 live. Until we do a top 40. But I think at that point, we'll just make another playlist. So that way the top 30 can be around. That way the three of us can kind of see what we've changed. If we've changed, listen to something else in this time. Same bands, different songs, you know. Different Kelly songs, same album. Like... But I just want to see, because, like, even when I was making this one, I was looking at our past one.
Okay, I was going to ask.
I didn't see the funeral. That's why I was like.
I swear to God, it was on there.
Oh, what?
Or maybe
I'll probably pick another one, too,
just
because I love Youngblood. He's my secret.
Yeah.
He's my secret lover. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
No.
Not a secret anymore. I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you guys for listening to some music with us, with me. Me
you.
In particular.
Just you, not me.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to say us and our, you know what I mean? I just wanted to say me in particular. It's nice listening to music with people who actually take a second to listen to the songs, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that means, you know, the next time I do this, I'm probably going to add some Biffy, so you got to suck it up and listen to some Biffy.
I'm okay with Biffy.
I'm going to get the world in love with Biffy, so that way we won't be able to get a ticket, but we will, because they'll invite us up on stage.
Right. I would. Yeah. I'm not going to go into.
We'll get into it another day.
Another day.
Thanks for squeezing your brains with us, y'all.
For sure.
We'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.